One of the things we can see from this story is how much women, and especially wives, love to have children. After being married, having children is the thing they love most. Hannah loved it so much that she was very sad when she didn't have children, so she prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave her children. Another thing we can see from this story is that children are given to us by the Lord. And all of us here, grown-ups and children, are all the Lord's children. We are all the children of our Heavenly Father. And so when children grow up, their parents give them back to the Lord. And they might say to their children, now that you're grown up, the Lord is your father and the church is your mother, and we can be good friends who are all children together looking up to our Heavenly Father. So in that way, parents give their children back to the Lord because the Lord is our Father. Now, one of the things that Hannah did for Samuel because she loved him so much was she made him a little mantle each year when they came up to do their sacrifices. And I'm sure that your mother also helps make sure that you have the clothes you need. Clothes to sleep in, clothes to get up and play in, clothes to go to school, clothes to go to church, clothes to work in, all the things that you need clothes for. Your mother especially is the one who makes sure you have the clothes you need. Now, we can think about what clothes correspond to as well and see, do our mothers also give us clothes spiritually? So we read in the Heavenly Doctrine that clothes correspond to divine truths that help us act intelligently in our life. So, does your mother give you divine truths that help you act intelligently in your life? Yes, she sure does, because your mother helps you from the time you're very little. She helps you learn to play nicely with other children. She teaches you, no, you can't snatch things from other children. They're not going to want to play with you if you act like that. And besides, the Lord says not to. And she teaches, no, you can't push. You can't insist on always playing the game you want to play. You have to let other children choose what game to play sometimes. That's so important, because if you don't learn to play nicely, then nobody's going to want to be your friend or play with you. Another thing your mother teaches you is how to work. She might teach you how to set the table, how to clean up your room, do other things that really need to be done, that are useful. And while you might not always enjoy them, it's so important, because if you learn to work well, then someday you are going to love to work well. And that is the thing that makes heaven heaven for angels, that they have uses that they love to do. So your mother, from the time you're little, is helping you learn to be a happy person in the Lord's kingdom. And those truths that your mother teaches you are like clothes for your mind. We can think about how truths are like clothes for our mind. You can think of yourself in your body as being what you love, because that's the real core of who you are, and the truths you have are the way you present yourself and show yourself, show what you love to other people. You tell them, you explain to them what you love and what you care about with truths, and you think, you use your truths to figure out how you can show your love. What does this person need me to do? What does this person need me to say so that I can show them that I love them? You can also think about the clothes that people wear as helping them do the jobs that they need to do. Like a minister wears a white robe to remind him that he's meant to teach people the Lord's truths out of his word, not just his ideas, but what does the Lord teach? Or a policeman or a soldier wears a uniform to help him remember what his job is to protect people. Or you can think of a doctor or a nurse who wears special clothes to remind them, my job today is to help these people get better. And all these kinds of clothes really help people focus on, now is not the time to play, now is the time to do my job. We can think of some other stories in the Word, too, about people who had special clothes. Like, do you remember when he was a teenager, his father loved him best of all his sons, and so he gave him a coat of many colors. Who was that?
Joseph.
Or we can think of another mother who wrapped her baby in swaddling clothes when he was newborn. Who was that?
Jesus
was the new baby, and Mary was his mother. Very good. So you can see that there are other stories, and there's actually lots of stories in the Word about the clothes that the Lord wore and that the angels wore. Remember when the women came to the tomb, the Lord's tomb on Easter morning, and they met the angels. Their clothes shone like light, almost like lightning, in fact. Beautiful, bright clothes because of the beautiful, clear truths they have in their minds from the Lord. The truths that we learn from our mothers when we're very little are like the foundation truths for our whole life. And when we learn, when we're willing to learn the truths from our mothers, the truths that the Lord has given them, which their mothers share with us because they love us so much and they want us to grow up to be happy, useful people, when we are willing to honor our father and mother by learning those truths and doing them, it helps prepare the way so that when we grow up, we're willing to learn and do the truths that the Lord, our Heavenly Father, and the Church teach us. So then we are even more and better prepared for heaven. So you can see that these are the ways that the Lord gives us a new little coat year by year, just like it says about Hannah giving Samuel. Maybe it says a little coat because the little reminds us that there needs to be innocence in our learning truths, willingness to learn them because the Lord is the one teaching us to them. So if we practice from the time we're little, learning and doing the truths that our parents teach us, then we will be able to learn truths from the Lord when we grow up, and then we will practice them all our lives, and those truths will become incorporated and they become who we are. And then when we go to the spiritual world, we will have beautiful clothes to wear in heaven as well. Amen.